The gravel road leading to Harrison Creek Farms is sandwiched between one field of withering corn and one field of stunted soybeans. The drought has hurt farmers like Kenny Brinker, who owns Brinker Farms and Harrison Creek Farms in Avoz, Missouri.
The hog farm we have here in Callaway County is what you call your standard farrow to finish operation. We own the hogs ourselves.
Brinker has been farming in Avoz since 1998, but has been in the fields all his life. Brinker Farms grows corn and soybeans that are used to feed his 2,800 hogs. And he says yields this year are even lower than during the drought of 1980. Brinker says it's basic economics. The drought hurts the growth of corn and soybean plants, which are used in hog feed. The low supply of hog feed can't meet the high demand of hog farmers, so prices go up.
Back in June, soybean meal was in the $200 and some per ton range. I think as of yesterday, it was $537. And corn got down as low as in the mid $5.50 range. And this last couple weeks, we've been paying in excess of $8 a bushel for it.
Livestock producers can't afford to feed all of their animals, so they are forced to take more to market. This floods the marketplace and drives prices down.
Right now, an average market hog, if it weighs 280 pounds on the marketplace, will sell for around $150 to $55. And that's about what the feed costs are.
Hog producers are being paid so little money for each hog that they are only able to cover the cost of feed.
During the fourth quarter of this year, it could be the worst quarter the hog industry has ever experienced, and we could be looking at losses of up to $60 per every market hog we sell.
Don Nicodem, executive director of the Missouri Pork Producers Association, says that the low prices are good news for the consumer now, but not in the long term.
Well, if you think about it right now, you're seeing, and I'm talking from a consumer standpoint, you're seeing a lot of meat on the marketplace, which is making the meat prices more competitive. But if you think of the fact that we're culling a lot of cows and culling a lot of sows from the breeding herds, 8, 12, 15 months down the road, you're going to see less animals born and less animals. Well, they'll be born in a shorter time than that, but the fewer number born will mean less available for the meat supply. So going to start seeing the shortage probably 12 to 15 months out.
The shortage of hogs in the next 10 to 12 months will cause prices of pork to rise for consumers. That's according to University of Missouri agricultural economist Ronald Plain. Here's Brinker again.
Really, it's going to affect the consumer ultimately, and I think that's what the concern most families in the United States are concerned about, how much it affects the food that they put on their table for dinner every evening.
Brinker says he hopes not to have to deal with another drought like this one for at least another 30 years. I'm Alexandra Olgan for KBIA News.